Donald Trump spotlights American victims of illegal immigration at RNC. By John Binder on July 18, 2024. Former President Donald Trump spotlighted the plight of angel families and their loved ones who have been killed, allegedly at the hands of illegal aliens, on President Joe Biden's watch at the Republican National Convention, RNC. "This is my vow, I will not let these killers and criminals into our country," Trump said. Trump mentioned three specific cases: the murders of 22-year-old Lakin Riley in Athens, Georgia, 37-year-old Rachel Morin in Bel Air, Maryland, and 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare in Houston, Texas. On February 22, Lakin Riley was allegedly murdered by illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra of Venezuela while out for a jog around the University of Georgia, UGA, campus. Ibarra crossed the U.S.-Mexico border near El Paso, Texas, on September 8, 2022. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials cited a lack of detention capacity as the reason that Ibarra was awarded parole via Biden's parole pipeline and released into the United States interior. At the time of Ibarra's apprehension near the border, though, more than 8,000 detention beds were available for use by DHS. On July 19, 2023, Ibarra reported to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents in New York City for a biometric appointment where he was fingerprinted. The results of those fingerprints showed Ibarra had a prior criminal history. On September 14, 2023, Ibarra was arrested for acting in a manner that could injure a child. Despite the charge, Ibarra was not prosecuted, and the arrest was expunged. 2 months later, in November 2023, Ibarra applied for an employment authorization document, EAD, with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. On December 9, 2023, Ibarra's work permit application was approved. Meanwhile, on August 5, 2023, Rachel Morin was allegedly raped and bludgeoned to death by 23-year-old Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador with ties to the MS-13 gang, while out for a walk. In 2023, on three occasions, Martinez Hernandez was apprehended by Border Patrol agents trying to cross the southern border after he allegedly murdered a woman in his native El Salvador. On his fourth attempt to get into the U.S., Martinez Hernandez was successful, becoming one of about 2 million gotaways who have crossed the border undetected by Border Patrol since Biden took office. Just last month, on June 17, Jocelyn Nungare was lured to a bridge in Houston by illegal aliens 22-year-old Johan Jose Martinez Rangel and 26-year-old Franklin Pena, who then allegedly murdered her, tied up her hands and feet, and left her body in a nearby creek. Martinez Rangel was apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border near El Paso, Texas, on March 14. That same day, he was released into the U.S. Interior on an order of recognizance with a notice to appear, NTA, before a federal immigration judge. Pena was apprehended at the border near El Paso on May 28, less than a month before Jocelyn's murder. That day Pena was released into the U.S. Interior on an order of recognizance with an NTA to appear before a federal immigration judge. Federal data shows that at the time DHS released each man into the U.S. Interior, the agency had available detention space to hold them but decided not to, the House Homeland Security Committee has found. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.